What's up, everyone? Cody Dean here. In this video, I'm going to be talking about imposter syndrome and exactly what it is and how you can overcome it. So that way you release all of the negative feelings, all the blocks that are holding you back from actually building your business and living the life that you want to live. So if you're not familiar with imposter syndrome is where you feel inadequate to do something that you want to do, even though you may be completely qualified or completely capable of doing something. You just feel, man, I'm just not good enough. You may not feel like you actually are qualified, even though you have a little certificate or you've done a lot of it before. Or maybe you even feel like, why would someone want to learn from me when they could go and learn from someone else? And this is probably where I feel, where I get imposter syndrome the most, is I look and I compare myself to other people in the space and where I'm at. And I was like, man, there's so many more people ahead of me. Why would someone want to follow me? And also, imposter syndrome is where you also feel like if you have had some success, you feel like it's through your luck, through maybe taking advantage of people, and you don't feel like you actually have earned something that's been given to you. Someone asks you, wow, it's so amazing that you did this thing. You're like, oh, you know what? I was lucky. I had this whatever, right? And you kind of like downplay your successes. And this is what's called imposter syndrome, and a lot of people struggle with it. And I'm going to actually teach you a couple ways to help you overcome this imposter syndrome, okay? So here are a couple ways to help you overcome imposter syndrome. So that way, again, you can live your life more free. Now, biggest thing here is, and I've talked to a lot of successful people. I actually just got done with a almost $30,000 program. And the lady that was putting it on was saying, imposter syndrome will never completely go away. You could be making millions of dollars. You could be out there having the most successful business. And from her experience, talking to these really big people, like just huge names in the self-improvement industry, they still have some inadequacies. They still feel like they're an imposter sometimes. And I just thought that was very interesting. Now, what I'm going to teach you is some things that I've learned in my life to help relieve the imposterness that can happen. So number one, first thing that I focus on is that I am unique, okay? There are billions of people on the earth, and sometimes it might feel like, oh man, I am like inadequate. Like I am just another piece in this tiny little thing. But if you can realize, hey, you are unique. There is no one else in this world like you. And what makes something super valuable? Like if you go and you see these antiques, things that are super valuable, one way that makes something super valuable is by having it just be only one made. There's only one of a kind. There's only one that is available. And guess what? There's only one of you. There will never be another one of you. You've taken your spot. This is you. You are unique. That means just by the definition of value, you have value because there's nothing else like you in this universe. Even if you're a twin, even if you feel like you have identical twin, you are different in the way you think, you're different. And because you're different, because you're unique, that makes other people want to follow you. And this is like what's helped me the most is because I like to compare myself to other people in the industry. And it's like, man, they are so awesome. They're amazing. I feel like, why would someone want to follow me over this person? And I have to remind myself, I am unique. Like I am me. Like I wear weird clothes. I have my hair weird and I don't swear. And you know, there's all these things that are unique about me. And I was talking to a friend and she was like, hey, you know what? Like, that's what I like about you. That's what I like. And where compared to some of these other people, they do swear and they do different things that I don't like. And so I would rather follow you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's really cool. So just remember, you are unique and there are billions of people out there. So you really have an opportunity to be followed and to sell products to lots of different people that will find you unique compared to someone else that you might feel like is more qualified to be doing something or selling something that you are doing as well. Number two is school, okay? I'm not talking about like college or university or grade school. I'm just talking about the concept of there is always someone that's one grade lower than you, right? Like you might be in grade 9 or 9th grade. You might be a freshman And guess what? Like, after you go to the next year in school, there are new freshmen, there are new ninth graders, there are new people that go into that grade. And you can say, hey, you know what? I just went through that grade. I can teach you what I learned in that grade. A lot of times, especially when we are helping other people, selling products, we feel like we have to know everything about every single product, every single ingredient, and we have to be able to help every single type of people. And that's just not the case, right? And I was thinking to myself, like, when I was working a job, I never felt inadequate or this imposter syndrome, because I would come across as like, I know what I'm doing here. You're the customer. I'm selling a product. But then when it comes to my own products and services, I feel like inadequate. It's like, why is that? Well, what I was doing is I'm just helping someone that doesn't know what I know. And so I can help someone that's just below me. Same thing with you is, rather than feeling like you have to help every single person, rather than you feel like you have to help that person through every single situation, then you just focus on the one person. And this is why I teach so much about, like, you need to find your perfect person that will buy your products and want to follow you, because then you won't feel inadequate, because you're like, I've prepared for you. I am prepared for your situation. Number three kind of goes along with this, is the result. Get really clear on the problem that you solve and the result that you will give someone. If you're not really clear on the result that you give someone, it's going to just feel like you're in this nebulous place. You're going to feel like you're out in limbo. You're going to feel like you're just floating around, and you actually won't ever have an opportunity, or you'll really start second guessing yourself, like, am I actually helping people? Well, you might be helping people. You just don't realize it, because there's not a concrete result that you're going to be delivering to people. Okay. And it should be really simple. Be like, hey, did I help this person accomplish X? Check. Yes, I did. Now you don't feel like you're an imposter. But if you don't have any kind of box to check and say, hey, I was successful, I delivered on my promise, I delivered and solved this problem, you'll never know if you're actually solving people's problems. So you gotta get really clear on the result. Now, guys, if you're liking this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up and you hit subscribe so I can share with you more videos in the future for free to help you with growing your network marketing business online. So you gotta get clear on the result, get really clear on the person that you're helping, and usually they're just one step below you, maybe one or two steps below you from where you actually came from. Now, when you focus on the result, you actually will have the opportunity to become an expert in your very, very clear result that you're giving, okay? Now, it could be, hey, I am just helping people learn how to find the best supplement for them, okay? What kind of research do they need to know? Okay, boom, boom, boom. I'll teach them five things. They learn these five things. I'm a success. I feel like I'm a success. I've helped them, right? And that way you're clear on your result, whatever it is, right? Maybe you want to help someone with learning how to jump rope. Maybe you want to teach someone how to lose some weight. Maybe get a little more clear on that, right? And it's not tied to the actual, like, hey, did you lose the weights? Hey, I'm tying it to me teaching you the thing. A lot of people in life, even if you give them all the resources and capabilities and everything, they will still be a failure. They will still not achieve the result. I know that's kind of hard to hear, but there will always be a percentage of people that aren't successful at something. And you just have to deal with that. And as a coach and as a trainer and as someone in the industry, you will have people that fall off of your team, and that doesn't make you a failure. Okay? All right, number four, to help you beat imposter syndrome, is focus on your successes, okay? And not just be like, hey, look, I'm focusing on my success. I feel like I'm a success. Good job for me. Literally, you write down the things that you've done, that you've accomplished, and you've helped people with, and that you feel like you are a success at. The reason why is because there will always be a time when you start second-guessing yourself, the imposter syndrome comes in, and like I said, with this program I just got done with, that feeling will never go away. Even with these highest people, they're still feeling some of these feelings, okay? Maybe not as often, but they still feel them at times. And so you need a way to look back at these successes. Now, this is one thing that I used to sell. It's called a Vision Success Book. And what what I teach here is how to keep track of all of your successes, right? And I would teach about vision boards and how to visualize your success. And then like when something actually comes off your vision board, you put it into the book. And this way, when you are feeling down, you can actually look back and be like, hey, I was a success at this and at this and at this and this, and it helps lift up your mood. And so that way you actually will feel good about yourself in that moment. You gotta find ways to get yourself out of ruts. You gotta find ways to get yourself out of these valleys that you're gonna be feeling. So guys, thank you so much for watching the video. Click the subscribe button. And if you wanna learn more about this kind of stuff, make sure you join the Funnel Freedom Challenge. It's a 3-day challenge for network marketers where I teach you more of this stuff as far as getting clear on this perfect person, the results that you're gonna be giving them, and then how to automate a lot of the process of recruiting and enrolling and selling and teaching and training, all this stuff. How to use leverage in your business. So if that interests you, make sure you click the first link down below. Join the Funnel Freedom Challenge. It's a 3-day challenge that you can go through to help you with growing your downline online. You guys are awesome. Go out, be great, and create your freedom.